This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, okay. Your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
We don't have to hold it.
Wow, are the commercials over already?
Yeah, I can hear it in my people, too.
Hey, Rick.
I miss your company, Vincent. I want to, you know, this virtual crap on the radio and things like that, this isn't working for me.
What's not working for you?
I'd like your ass out here so I can show you my place like you've shown me yours.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I will talk to those at the farm and see if I can make that happen. Seriously. But, you know, Rick, at the top of the hour.
And your boy came so yeah. that I could show you some bunkers. I mean, you know, the concrete ones. The ones that you know, they're here.
Well, let's do it before the West Coast sinks. Rick, at the top of the hour news, there was the golfer was saying, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Well, I think he's right. I think he's right. He has. The golfer has given us a spirit of fear. He has caused the villagers in the United States of America to despise their government and not trust a single politician. He has caused this.
I saw a thing Joey sent me that would indicate that 100% of America now has some issue of distrust with the American government, that they are no longer servants and or representing us, that they are the enemy in some way or form.
If you're looking for a disagreement, you're not going to get it from me.
I don't know what this means. I know that in Oregon, our police forces have been infiltrated. Certainly, Oath Keepers have. The Bundys and Burns, Oregon, you saw how that played out, correct?
Sure.
Are you aware that there's a video out now, absolutely indicating that half the people that were Oath Keepers were actors?
Well, I was on the phone with a guy who will remain nameless. And, he can say this himself if he'd like to. But he was there. And he was telling me that he was in the presence he was going to go on the radio and start talking about some of these, you know, what was happening. And he was going to come on with me a couple Tuesdays ago. And he said that a person received a package in the U.S. mail, and it contained medical marijuana. And he was, you know, wondering what was that all about. And I said, you know, it seems to me that would be a great thing to do, to plant marijuana in the living quarters of the people who are at the federal building. And the idea would be that the FBI would come in and bust them all and say, you know, look at these guys. This is who you think that these guys are representing the American freedom fighters? No, they're using, you know, marijuana and that kind of thing. And to paint them as if they are something that they weren't. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are just smoking dope and occupying the federal building.
Yes. But actually, all the Oath Keepers, I had a friend over here the other day that is a retired policeman that went into a different form of law enforcement with animals and things like that. And he said that he would have nothing to do with the police forces here, didn't want to participate, and that at the moment that they drafted him into a patrol car would tell you, me, that it was over. That's how we know what will happen. They're making them, when they retire, sign certain kinds of behavior waivers so they can be drafted again, even as ex-retired police. And it's happening out here on the West Coast. I have no idea what your Midwest is like, but I saw the difference in police forces on one farm at the start of the state and the other. And yours was about income. And the other, I don't know if it was serve and protect or not. You know, that's more covert, like where they're more careful what they do in public eyes. But something is amiss here on the West Coast. And it's about money. BLM is the culprit, giving away our natural resources to China as part of the national debt. That is exactly what's happening. That's what happened down at Bundy Ranch. And the reason you can't support the Bundy Ranch movement is because of the old man, not the kids. The old man's a criminal. He has purposefully not paid in that posse comitatus thing where he was using land that was actually, you know, put aside for federal. Now, there is a little-known water rights, Rampurian water rights law that allows, if the land in question has not been in front of a federal judge, that you can, the local municipality, can take over management of the national forest and the state lands with BLM or Department of Natural Resources, DNR. And there's three different groups now, one in the Sierra Madres, that are doing that, where they, and China is moving in on us out here. They own 50% of Grand Pass, Oregon, and it's about our logging. And what happens next is in the next 10 years, China will come in to collect their debt by logging the stuff that has been put aside as a natural, you know, federal lands protected, like spotted owl.
You're talking about China, Rick.
All the utilities in Canada now, with the Maple Leaf Fund, was how Hong Kong, when they invaded Vancouver, B.C., and the new stock exchange and all the things that are going on up there, China moved in and took over all the utilities. That's what essentially Bundy Ranch was about. China was going in with solar panels. And then they had the cattle on that land, and so they worked around turtles like they did spotted owl. We have a recipe out there for flambé, spotted owl flambé. A little bit of dash of public scrutiny, and you got it all spiced up, ready to go.
Rich, I bought this trailer and traveling out of the state of Missouri, and I needed to get a ball mount, and that's that square tube guy that you put into the receiver on your truck, and the ball attaches to it. And I got one from a well-known U.S. manufacturer. I got it at the Chinese factory outlet, and it had the name Reese on it, R-E-E-S-E. I've used Reese hitches for years, decades, and they were great. Well, I put this thing in, and it was wrapped in a plastic label, so you really couldn't see where the pivot point was on this, you know, where the pin goes through into the receiver. Well, I got it home, I took the knife, and I found the point where I would cut the label with the point of the knife so I could put the pin through this ball mount. And the end of the ball mount was, on average, it was sliced on a diagonal, an inch and a half from the center point of the pin that holds it together, which really means it's so short that it wobbles up and down in the receiver. And I didn't know where it was because it was all hidden by this label. I put it on the trailer hitch, put the trailer on, and the trailer was banging, banging, banging. It was horrible. It took about a 20-mile ride to get to my next destination, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I took the hitch off, brought it back in the house, and I called Reese, and I said, I'd like to tell you about this hitch. And I explained it, and the technical support person said, you know what, you're right. You're right. You need to get a better ball mount. And this one was made in China. So I went to other places to look, and you know what? They're made in China. I don't know if we can really find one made.
Factory and then distributed by 20 sub-directories, you know, were brand name. There's no longer cheapest and best buy. Snap-on, Craftsman do not exist as a concept anymore.
Yeah, and so we are really trapped. So we are literally forced to buy Chinese products. I want to tell you about something that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I went to, this will probably continue on into the next segment, but I got on the computer and I decided that I was going to get some stolen property back. And so I got on the internet and I went to the Social Security website and I decided to get the money that was stolen from me back. And Mrs. Finella decided she was going to do the same thing. So we sat at the computer and logged into the government website to, I guess that's called apply for Social Security benefits, which really means get some of our stolen property back. And I got locked out. So Mrs. Finella got on the website and they say it's really easy. Just go online and within a couple of minutes, your benefits are going to be processed. Or the application is going to be processed. She got locked out. So we called Social Security, and they said, okay, yeah, you're going to have to come in, and we can get you in really quickly. It's going to be 3 weeks. So we have this appointment to go into Social Security, and we showed up. And we had been in that office to help my parents many years ago, but they've improved it. They still have that armed security guard. He's in uniform. Big guy, he's got a gun, high-capacity magazine. He's got all the accoutrements that you'd expect a police officer to have. And he lets us into this vestibule area, and then you have to be allowed into the waiting room. Well, it says no weapons. So I pull this little folded knife out of my pocket, and I look through the window, and I smile, and he goes, no, put it in your car. He's motioning to me to put my little pocket knife in my car. So I take that out and I make sure I don't have any sharp objects that I can hurt myself with. And I leave them all in the car. They go into the waiting room, and everybody's facing forward on these folding-type chairs, like these uncomfortable chairs that you might find in the basement of a church. Well, everybody's facing, watching this television that's, you know, playing Social Security commercials. I'll tell you what happened next when we come back from these commercial announcements.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting
supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. So, Rick, I was in the Social Security office waiting room, and they have these very uncomfortable chairs there. And the security guard is watching, and I decided that, you know, everybody's just sitting watching this television that was didn't have volume going on, but they were, you know, video commercials for Social Security. So I decided to make the best use of my time. Now, some people might say that I'm disruptive wherever I go. So I decided to teach a class. I literally decided to teach a class in this Social Security office. Well,
you're going to hurt yourself.
Well, you kind of know how I am, right? I mean, you wouldn't expect it. Can you visualize me just, you know, just kind of taking over? Well, I was teaching this class. And the reason I did that is I figured, you know, I was on time for my appointment, and I wanted to make the best use of my time. And I figured that if I were teaching this class, they'd want me out of there right away, and I would get right to being processed. So, and that's what happened. They decided that my number was next, and they called us. And Mrs. Finelli and I went to the back, and we walked down this hall, and they have these little, like, study carol type things. And that's where you get to meet your Social Security employee. And they're behind this glass. And they've decorated this place so that there's this piece of glass between you and them. And to the right, let's say the glass is 2 feet wide, and there's maybe a 4-inch area that your voice can travel around the glass so that so you can hear each other. And then there's a small area underneath the glass where you could slip pieces of paper for signatures and so forth. And I commented to the woman behind the glass. I said, "Wow, you know, who decorated this place? It's really kind of inconvenient," because I was leaning against the side of the carrel to talk to her, and she thought that was really strange, that, you know, I wouldn't just face her and talk through the glass. I made it as obvious as possible that I was really not pleased, but big smile on my face. And, you know, "Gee, this is really kind of difficult leaning over like this to talk to you." And she said, "Well, you know, that glass was put there to protect us so that people wouldn't come jumping over the counter and attack us." The point I'm trying to make is that these government employees are in fear of their lives because of what those who tell them what to do do. They're made to do things that they don't like. They're made to do things that are not fair. And some of their clients do not like the benefits that they don't receive, and they're angry. So to keep the employees relatively safe, they have bars and glass to protect the employees from the villagers. That's what government has gotten to. And if you notice, they've got the police in the waiting room. They have, at municipal buildings, they have these concrete flower pots that are, you know, several hundred pounds. So if you get annoyed and decide to drive your car or truck through the front window, you can't. I mean, these guys are afraid. You go to the police department, and the police are behind glass, bulletproof glass walls. They're afraid that the villagers are going to get angry. That's where we have come.
Yeah, it's a changing world. It's really unfortunate.
But on the positive side, I'd like to mention something that was very, very nice that happened to me and Mrs. Finelli. We were traveling along the Interstate 64 in Kentucky. It was getting dark, and we had our headlights on in the truck, my 2004 Chevy truck. And instrument light came on saying that the battery was not charging. Red light, warning, warning. I looked at the voltmeter, and the voltmeter was dropping. So it was clear to me that the alternator had failed. That was my initial diagnosis. So I picked up the speed, and we looked for an automotive store. And we found in Frankfort, Kentucky, an Advance Auto. Pulled into Advance Auto. I was driving down the interstate, you know, with my lights off, except using my turn signals to change lanes. Got into this automotive store called Advance Auto, and I explained that I needed to have the alternator checked, but I believed I needed an alternator. And they said there were three that fit the vehicle. Well, they had it. They had the one I thought it was. And I'll tell you the rest of the story. It's a really nice story about nice people and what can happen when people have honesty and integrity and want to do the right thing and are allowed to do the right thing. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, let me make this story pretty quick. So I was traveling on the interstate through Kentucky. I was about 500 miles, actually a little over 500 miles from the farm. And it was getting dark, and the alternator failed. I diagnosed that while I was driving. And I found an Advance Auto Store, pulled in, And there were two girls behind the counter and a young man. And I said, wow, this is great. Ladies behind the counter. That's a refreshing change. And it just so happened, I didn't realize it at the time, but one of the ladies was the store manager. And she was with another customer. And this young man named Cody was assisting me. And I explained what the vehicle was. And I asked them if they had that particular alternator, and there were several of them. And I said, no, that's the 105 amp one is the one I need. And it was $99 plus a core charge. Well, I had to change it in the parking lot because I wasn't going anywhere because I had maybe one or two starts left in the truck, and I certainly couldn't run the lights, and I would drain the battery, and I would have been stranded. So the young man was new, and she was assisted by the store manager, a gal by the name of Bobby Harrod. And so she helped him help me. We determined which alternator I needed. He took the charge tester, and we went outside and hooked it all up. And yep, sure enough, it was the alternator. And this young man was so nice. He said, you know, sir, if you need help, I can help you, or I can do it for you. I can put that in right, you know, I'll put that alternator in for you right here in the parking lot because it looks like you're not going anywhere. And so I said, no, I think I can do it. And he said, well, here's our rolling tool cart. Here are all our tools. Here's some gloves. Do you need a light? Let me get you this light. And he got me a light. And he kept checking on me, you know, every few minutes to make sure I was okay. Now, the store manager said to me, she kind of thought that I knew a little bit about automotive stuff, and she said, do you have a commercial account with us? And I said, well, I used to in Virginia, but that was about 10 years ago. And she said, okay, well, so she instructed the young man to give me 10% off because I had a commercial account at one time. And then the core charge came up, and she said, no, he's right outside. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to run off with the old alternator. He's going to bring it right inside, so don't worry about the core charge. So what I'm saying, Rick, is here's a situation where Advance Auto did absolutely everything they could to help me to make it a bad situation quite pleasant. And I'm delighted to say that, you know, whenever I need something, I will absolutely positively consider Advance Auto Parts as my first choice if I'm traveling and I'm, you know, in their market area. Isn't that
the letter you write to their corporate? Because I think those are, what do they call those, like franchises?
Well, I think these are company stores, but you know, the managers do get, you know, attaboys
and you're in Grant's Pass.
Yeah, and it was so kind because, you know, they could have treated me the way Social Security treats us, you know, expecting us to be ready to attack them or something. But that's not what they did. They said, "Don't worry about the core charge. He's right outside." They absolutely believed that I was not going to steal from them. They believed that what I said was true. They didn't even look up to see if I had a commercial account. They believed me.
Well, rural Kentucky. Good,
yeah.
You know, that's where Daniel Boone came from. Get a grip. This is the part of America that I miss. That's the America I remember as a boy, that people were there to try to help each other.
So this young man, it was very kind of him. He was, you know, early 20s. He was new on the job, and he really wanted to make sure that Vinny put the alternator in right. He was checking it to make sure I did it right. And, you know, he didn't know, you know, what my level of experience with automobile electronics and mechanics were. He had no idea. But he wanted to make sure that this older guy and his wife got on their way safely. And so did the store manager.
Yeah, that's so what makes our life worth living. People like that, and events and memories.
So my congratulations to Bobby Harrod, the store manager in Frankfort, Kentucky, and Cody and the Advance Auto team for allowing them to do that kind of stuff. Now, my mother-in-law and father-in-law had a flat tire in Virginia, and a UPS driver stopped to help them. And we knew most of the UPS drivers.
By the way, his job is on clock. They're timing him, which means if he's late helping somebody,
right,
he'll lose his job.
That's exactly right. Because what happened was I asked my mother-in-law and father-in-law to describe the person. And I said, I know who that is. So I called him up to thank him. and off duty, and said I wanted to call UPS and let them know what how kind they were. And he said, "Oh, don't do that.
Get him in trouble." That's right. Policy, company policy.
Right.
An individual.
That's exactly right. So there is some good news, and if other companies could take the lead and copy the example from Advance Auto, I think things would be much, much better. Rick,
we have a problem here in Grants Pass. My girlfriend going to the courthouse with me to try and get this clerical error where I'm being sued, and it's not my it wasn't my situation. It was a clerical error. They put the wrong name down, and now I'm responsible. And we did a motion to change case caption, and it was denied. And so then I went for a motion for reconsideration. And because the counter lawyer figures I have more money, she said, well, he didn't include a memorandum. I did. And the judge denied it again. And I had asked for a court hearing where I could simply explain the problem so that it was a simple thing. And the court denied my day in court. Now, theoretically, they're not allowed to do that. And it was a pro tem judge that did it. They said, well, what can I do now? Well, you can write a letter to the editor. I don't want to be angry, and I don't want to waste my time chasing windmills. What I want is the corrected problem. And my girlfriend said, when I went in there, it's completely different. They don't care about the public. It's lifeless. There's no structure here, and they're just putting their time in, and I'm just a number, and they don't care.
Okay, let's put an exclamation point on
that. With our civil servants.
Let's put an exclamation point on that. In South Wales, this motorist ran out of fuel. So a motorist is traveling along, ran out of gasoline, and a cop fines this motorist $87. For running out of fuel. Now, whatever happened, would Andy of Mayberry do that? Would Andy of Mayberry say, "Hey, what are you doing? You ran out of fuel. You're clogging everything up. We're gonna, fine you." No, Andy of Mayberry would call Barney and say, "Hey, Barney, can you come help me push this car to the side here? And on your way, would you get that red can and get some gasoline, please? And we'll put it in this guy's vehicle and help him get on his way. Can you do that?" Or Andy would open up his own trunk and take out the gasoline can. Or Andy would go and take this motorist to the gas station to get some fuel. Or Andy would get the fuel himself. That's what would have happened. But no, in South Wales, This person ran out of fuel and got fined $87. Well, here's what happened.
It's about money, and
yeah,
what they're doing is trying to hit the people that can't pay for it, because then it puts a control system on them. That person ran out of gas, really. Didn't have the money to keep the tank full like most people think they should.
That was my take as well, Rick, because I personally don't enjoy running my truck on fumes, saying, "This is the coolest thing. You know, I've got 1/64th of a tank of fuel. This is a lot of fun." No, I try to keep the tank full. Well, here's what happened. The villagers sent in death threats to this cop. Death threats, because the cop is out of control. Now that cop is not on duty, probably being paid, to not be out in public, because the cop's actions were unacceptable. So the villagers have sent death threats to this particular cop. Now the cops are being told, you know what, this isn't such a good idea, giving people tickets for things like this. Maybe we should lay low for a while till things calm down. Then we can fire up these tickets again. Well, I think it's kind of an interesting response that the villagers have had against the cops. And now what we're seeing is now the cops are in fear of the villagers. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way, because we're in charge, or we used to be in charge. So, bravo
to the glass in front of where they take your police report.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Rick, I went to a meeting in a city, where they were talking about Neighborhood Watch. So they had these three guys in uniform in front of this meeting group, and I just kind of wandered in, you know, Colombo, and I just sat down, and nobody knew who I was. And they were talking about, you know, if you see something, give us a call. Give us a call, because look, if you expect, you know, the sheriff to send somebody out to your neighborhood, we need to have a history of reports for your neighborhood. So we are more likely to send someone out if we have a lot of incidents for a specific issue in your neighborhood. So for example, if let's say it's a mailbox that gets vandalized. So if we have a bunch of reports on mailbox vandalism, we're more likely to come out than if you just call us and say, hey, someone just is bashing in my mailbox right now. Can you come? So these villagers are being conditioned to report, 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 and maybe have the expectation that with more reports, somebody might show up. Now, that's nuts. That's absolutely nuts, because we expected those guys to show up when we call them if we have an issue. Well, one of the cops looked at me, just turned to me, and said, where are you from? And I said, well, I'm not from here. I'm not from here. I was 1,000 miles away. So I'm not from here. I'm from Missouri. And yeah, we have our own neighborhood watch. And we had, you know, we had some poachers, but we took care of them. What I didn't tell him was that we had an armed patrol, and we did the patrolling of our village to stop people from shooting off the road. And you know what? I don't think we need all these cops. I'd like to see us fire 90% of them. That would be a really good start. Let's fire 90% of the cops. We're right back right after these few short commercial announcements. I'd like to ask Rick about rising sea levels. What's his concern? Rick, are you concerned about rising sea levels and the cities that will be underwater in the future? Let's talk about that when we come back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com, DocRam.com. Tomorrow, just a quick announcement. Tomorrow, 2 hours with Miles from Europe, and we're going to be talking about canon law, tacit agreements, securing assets, and the new business models in crisis. Okay, that is Miles tomorrow, 2 hours right here on USAPrepares.com. Rick, sea levels rising. Is that a big concern of yours?
It absolutely is. The global warming is a shill to the fact that we are, the Gulf Stream is now no longer running. I have a post on there where the hole is filled with oil on the bottom, and it has literally stopped the Gulf Stream, and it's going to have a reboot just like the currents in Europe. And with Antarctica dropping fresh water, glacial into the oceans, it's not about icebergs floating around and the displacement of raising the water. It's new water going in that is literally desalinating the levels of ocean current. And with that, that is how an ice age. Well, I don't know if it's going to be a serious epoch type like with dinosaurs or a mini one like on the movie Day After Tomorrow. But there will be a superstorm occur in the next 4 years. Literally, it has to happen by 2025. I'm guessing in the next 2 years, 2019, maybe 2017. It has to happen. There's no way around it. It has happened in the past. It is overdue. And right now, the oceans are 2 degrees above what brought on the Jurassic period, where we found dinosaurs with fresh food in their mouth. That's how quickly the storm will happen, just like in the movies.
Rick, Fukushima, no solution, right?
Well, in that regard, that right now Japan is, I mean, it's lit up like a candle. As we all know, there is no viable solution yet on how to correct what is now occurring daily on every moment, and no plan for that. And there is going to be a need immediately for the world to come in on an intervention. Something has to be done because Fukushima is now dropping RADCON 3, RADCON 4 level alerts in America. Aircraft is being fatigued by the ionizing radiation, and our exposure ratios have quadrupled, literally, since Fukushima. Everybody, you can measure it.
What you're talking about is the radiation that is circling the planet.
Yeah,
and
stratosphere. It's another Van Allen belt, if you will, that astronauts, et cetera, have to go through, that is limiting the health ability. You know, people don't seem to realize the Van Allen belt is so bad that when astronauts go through it, there is a high likelihood they're never going to have children again. That's how bad it is. And now we've got a second layer with Fukushima particulate up there. And nobody's talking about that, but there it is. And it's fatiguing the aircraft. It's the grommets between joints are rotting out because of the ionizing radiation. And right now, Marine Corps has sent me top secret documents indicating that the military already have a body count from aircraft crashing.
Rick, are you saying that there are military deaths as a result of flying aircraft that are falling apart because of the...
That I saw, yes, sir. And I saw multiple reports on that, not one. And there's a body count. Yeah.
You know, Rick, a lot of what we talk about is pretty scary stuff, and I hope more and more people pay attention to what you say. I certainly do.
I wished I knew for that. That's the problem.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us today, as every Thursday. I appreciate your friendship. I know our class appreciates what you do for us. Thank you very much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Texas and Colorado, RADCON 4 right now.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.